We have a couple of special guests in the studio this morning. We have Dave McDonald. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who's this what you have with you?
Odessa.
Odessa. How old are you, Odessa?
I'm 7.
7 years old. And you're here for a very special reason. We're going to hear a little bit of a song that you have and why that song is so special to you guys. Do you want to just quickly tell us, Odessa, why you guys are here?
We really want to get this on the radio. My dad does, actually.
Why?
My mom had cancer and she's pregnant with me, and she refused chemotherapy after her cancer surgery so that I could stay healthy inside her tummy. After I was born, she was running 5 kilometers and staying healthy. And 2 years ago, mom started tripping and dad thought the cancer was back, but it wasn't cancer. It was a disease called ALS. Now mom is in a wheelchair and she can't move or talk, and we feed her through a tube. My dad was on Broadway and in Hollywood movies. He wrote this song for mom and I'm singing it. We hope that you like it.
We're going to hear a little bit of the song a little bit later, but Dad, Dave, could you fill us in a little bit more? I mean, that was pretty concise right there. Well done, Odessa.
When I was younger, when I was 21, I went down to New York City, and I got in a Broadway show when I was 21. I played Mick Jagger, and I played Alice Cooper, and Sting on Broadway. So that was basically, and I ruined my voice at that time. That's kind of why I sound a little bit like this right now. Okay. And so I had to go on a search, and I was looking for answers. And it was really, you know, when I came to the Lord, it was just such a refreshing thing to realize that this world is not about here and now. It's about eternity and about Jesus and what he has planned for us after we pass away. So I went on a journey, and I couldn't talk for 10 years. And then after the 10 years, I was at a retreat, and I got my voice back a little bit, and actually came back to a point where I could actually do Christian music. And I started writing Christian music, and I for about 10 years I was touring and playing and opened for Toby Mac in Ottawa, and you know, it's kind of mainstream Christian contemporary music.
Wow. Fast forward now, you meet the love of your life.
Yeah.
And you get married. Pick it up from there. What happened?
Yeah, So my wife was introduced to me when I was 48 years old, and I got married for the first time at 49 years old.
Did you twirl around and go, I found love, I found love?
I certainly did.
Oh, good.
I married up, Todd.
That's
awesome.
She
is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Okay.
And so she ended up, when we were pregnant with Odessa, she got pregnant miraculously at 48 years old, and she had cancer, and she really was faced with a difficult decision, because the doctors really wanted to make a choice against life, at least the life of our daughter,
right?
You know, for her life, you know, and she made a huge sacrifice and said, no, I'm not going to do chemotherapy. It'll wreck my baby. I don't want to do that. Instead, I would rather, you know, just trust the Lord. He's going to get me through this, whatever it is. Just keep my daughter alive no matter what. And she actually beat the cancer. They took it out, local anesthesia. They had never done that before.
Wow.
And she was born healthy. Fast forward another 5 years, and we end up with ALS. And so we're faced with another big challenge.
Now, these two things aren't connected at all, are they?
There's absolutely no relationship, co-relationship, medically speaking, between ALS and cancer that they found at this point. So it's just, you know... Two huge hits. This time it's, you know, she's in final stages right now and she can't move. We do feed her through a tube. So we wrote this song for her, and I dusted off my studio and, you know, got it going, and it turned out really well. And my wife said, I think I want Odessa to sing this. So anyway, she sang it, and I think it sounds really great.
What is the title of the song?
It's called, why don't you talk about it, Odessa?
A Jeweled Sword.
A Jeweled Sword.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And what does that mean?
Well, she is a jeweled sword in the hand of the Lord. That's what it says in the psalm.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little clip.
You soar like an eagle in the spirit. You roar like the Lion of Judah. Your jeweled sword in the hand.
Wow, that was amazing. Odessa, good job singing. Were you nervous to sing that, or do you just find it natural singing like your dad?
Well, I kind of find it natural.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah. Maybe you'll sing some more songs in the future. Maybe here on the radio station, we'll hear some of your songs.
Maybe.
That's a good possibility. That's how these things work. Well, David, where can people catch up with you and find out a little bit more about your story and maybe download the song for themselves?
Yeah, so it's at prolifemusic.com. So just one word, prolifemusic.com. You can find out about us and find out about Kirsten and her story and her choices for Jesus.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
You're welcome.